বাংলাদেশে কখনোই খেলোয়াড়দের উপর সন্ত্রাসী হামলা হয়নি। এখন এমন কি ঘটল যে অস্ট্রেলিয়া ক্রিকেট দল বাংলাদেশ সফর বাতিল করল? এদিকে রাজধানী ঢাকার ডিপ্লোম্যাটিক জোনে কয়েকদিন আগে খুন হল একজন ইতালীয় এড ওয়ার্কার। জঙ্গি গোষ্ঠী ইসলামিক স্টেট বা আইএস এর দায় স্বীকার করে দাবি করেছে। বাংলাদেশের জঙ্গি দলগুলোর সঙ্গে আইএস এর কোনো সম্পর্ক আছে কিনা? আর কয়েক বছর ধরে বাংলাদেশে অনলাইন ব্লগাররা জঙ্গিদের টার্গেটে পরিণত হচ্ছেন কেন? এসব প্রশ্ন নিয়ে কথা বলেছিলাম অস্ট্রেলিয়ার কার্টেন বিশ্ববিদ্যালয়ের ইন্টারন্যাশনাল রিলেশনস বিষয়ক বিশেষজ্ঞ ডক্টর মার্ক ব্রিস্কির সঙ্গে। ডক্টর ব্রিস্কি দক্ষিণ এশিয়ার নিরাপত্তা বিষয়ে বিশেষজ্ঞ। এছাড়া বাংলাদেশে অস্ট্রেলিয়ান হাইকমিশনে তিনি 3 বছর কাজ করেছেন স্থানীয় এবং বিদেশি বিভিন্ন সংস্থার সঙ্গে সন্ত্রাসবাদ নিয়ে। শুনুন ডক্টর মার্ক ব্রিস্কির সঙ্গে কথোপকথনের ধারণকৃত অংশ। Terrorist attack on players never happened in Bangladesh. What happened now so that Australia postponed their tour in Bangladesh? Is there any real safety and security issue for Australians?
That's an interesting question, Sikta. There has been no previous attack in Bangladesh. You're very correct in saying that. Regionally, there was, of course, Pakistan a number of years ago, the attack on the Sri Lankan team. But there's been nothing in Bangladesh. But what has occurred since the Bali bombings in 2002 is that the Australian government's become very sensitive and nervous to criticism that unless it provides more explicit warnings about incidents that could occur overseas, that it's not fulfilling its duties. So in this instance, what has occurred is that the security agencies, the intelligence agencies, have most probably, in consultation with other foreign authorities, picked up on chatter or conversations that have been occurring between militant groups regarding their plans to attack a target in Bangladesh. And as a result of this, the government has decided to act in this manner and issue a warning, both the DFAT travel warnings and then, of course, in consultation with Cricket Australia, they've made this decision to cancel the tour.
Militant group Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the shooting death of an Italian aid worker in the Bangladeshi capital, Dhaka. Is there any connection between Bangladeshi extremist groups and IS?
That's a difficult question to answer. As we know and as we've seen from other terrorist groups in the world, we've seen in Africa, for instance, Boko Haram stating they have stating their allegiance to IS, and we have other groups in North Africa and elsewhere doing this. The fact is it's probably very unlikely that we've got members of IS from Syria or Iraq being in Bangladesh undertaking this attack. What is more likely is that either a radicalized individual or members of a Islamist terror cell have simply stated their allegiance to IS. As you know, it's an easy matter to say that I support IS or to claim allegiance. We even had that in the Lindt Cafe attack in Sydney last year. But whether they really IS, it's very doubtful.
Militants have targeted secularist bloggers in Bangladesh in recent years. What do you think about this trend?
This trend, it seems to be for militants, the bloggers are relatively an easy target. And as we've seen in the case of the bloggers that have been murdered in Bangladesh, there has been warnings from militant groups about the activities of the bloggers. And then we've seen these, in some cases, multiple attackers murdering these bloggers in the street with machetes and other weapons. It is a disturbing trend, and it's likely to continue unless the bloggers can put out their message in a more secure fashion and protect themselves, or unless those groups who are targeting the bloggers can be identified and their actions either dealt with legally or otherwise.
Thank you so much, Dr. Prisgi.
Thank you, Sikdar.
এতক্ষণ আপনারা ডক্টর মার্ক ব্রিস্কির সঙ্গে সাক্ষাৎকারটি শুনলেন।